renewed focus on Iran. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. President Biden and Israel's prime minister today declaring they would not allow Iran to become a nuclear power. President Biden, visiting several Mideast countries, says he still wants to give diplomacy a chance.
And we'll continue to work with Israel to counter other threats from Iran throughout the region.
Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid insists that tough words alone won't thwart Tehran's nuclear ambitions. President Biden's next stop is in Saudi Arabia, meeting with officials there in Jeddah. Ivana Trump, the first wife of former President Donald Trump and mother of his oldest children, has died in New York City. The family issuing a statement saying the 73-year-old fled from communism and embraced this country. The statement continues saying Ivana will be dearly missed by her mother, her three children, and 10 grandchildren. The Trumps married in 1977 and divorced in 1992. The consumer price index has risen over 9% compared to last year, marking a new 40-year high.
The Labor Department says nearly 90% of this annual increase in June is from inflation in oil, natural gas, and other types of energy. You take out energy, food, and trade services. Those are the more volatile categories. Wholesale prices rose 6.4% from June of last year. With the president overseas, the government has now released two troubling inflation reports. Yesterday, the Labor Department said final prices, what consumers pay, rose 9.1% from June of last year. That's the largest annual gain since 1981.
Fox's Rich Edson in Washington. The Drug Enforcement Administration says a drug seizure last month in Inglewood, California, included a million fake pills containing fentanyl. It's the largest fentanyl seizure the DEA has ever made in California. Federal officials say those drugs had a street value of between $10 and $20 million. America's listening to Fox News.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
U.S. stocks were mostly lower in trading today. The Dow and S&P closing in negative territory. The NASDAQ up just 4 points. A trial for former President Trump's advisor Steve Bannon is moving forward.
A district court judge in Washington says the trial for Steve Bannon will not be delayed. Bannon, a former White House advisor in the Trump administration, is charged with contempt of Congress for refusing to comply with a subpoena from the House committee investigating the January 6th riot. The defense team has argued for a delay because of publicity surrounding those hearings. The judge says he is cognizant of those concerns about publicity and bias, but says they will try to seat a non-biased jury beginning Monday. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A cybersecurity panel's report highlights a serious flaw in a piece of software that could pose long-lasting problems.
The Cybersecurity Safety Review Board says the flaw, called Log4j, discovered last year, is a vulnerability that allows hackers to take control of various levels of systems. It can tap into industry servers and can control everyday consumer electronics. The board says it expected to see more exploitation of Log4j's capabilities since its discovery, but the bug has either not been utilized or, if it has, it hasn't been publicized. The board's report suggests companies invest in new capabilities, keep IT up to date, and craft a response plan as safeguards against the bug's potential harm. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Actor Kevin Spacey pleaded not guilty today to UK charges of sexually assaulting three men a decade or more ago and was told he would face trial next year. The 62-year-old denied sexual assault and other charges. The incidents allegedly took place in London between March 2005 and August 2008 and one in Western England in April of 2013. I'm Rich Dennison and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.